the general mission is to get people to enjoy what we have to offer through Parks and Recreation, getting them outdoors, trying some new things that maybe they hadn't tried before, get out and see what our parks are all about in the wintertime. I think people think park in the summertime, in the spring and summer, late fall, you know, but in the wintertime, you may not be thinking outdoors. And there's a lot of recreation that's available all across the city of Sioux Falls that you may know of some of them. Some of them are a little more popular or maybe a little bit more well-known. But we're finding out through some of the activities that we're offering, especially through this weekend, that people are finding out more and more about what we have to offer in the winter months.
It all starts at Falls Park on Friday, January 3rd. What's going to be happening there?
Well, we'll kick off with fireworks starting at 6:45 over the falls. We'll be having the Good Road Band. We'll be performing in the Overlook Cafe. Out at Great Bear Recreation Park, they'll be having $5 tubing. So depending on what your likes are or what your needs are, we do have quite a few activities. We do, this year, for the first time, we'll be having a holiday tour of lights for our senior population. So that'll be going from Kenny Anderson Community Center all the way down Phillips Avenue into Falls, because Winter Wonderland will still be lit up in Falls Park, and they'll be taking the same route back. So call down to our office, 367-8222, and let them know that you're interested in being a part of that holiday tour of lights. And everything that I'm going to be talking about regarding Frosty Frolics is absolutely free. You do not have to pay for anything. Free skating all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All the events that we have going on are absolutely free. And so you can't say that it's not affordable.
Saturday, the 4th, we start out at Spencer Park in the morning. What's happening there?
We have a 1 mile walk if you're interested in a walk. We have a 5K run and a 10K run. The bike trail will be cleared off. We encourage people to come out and join us. Years past, it's been a little chilly, a little below zero, but that hasn't stopped people from coming out for a nice run. We encourage people to take part in that. And then, you know, we've got 12 hours of activities going on Saturday. It's nuts. All across the city, we've got a fishing derby out at Family Park in the morning, guided snowshoe tour going on at the Mary Jo Wagner Arboretum. We're hoping that there will be enough snow for that event to go. We do have to have a minimum of 3 inches of snow on the ground, so that's one of those. We'll make the call later on in the week to let people know whether or not we're going to be able to hold the snowshoeing tour. Out at Harmedon Park, there will be a cross-country ski event. It's called a Lop It, and there are two courses. You can go on our website and find those maps, so you can kind of get an idea of where you're going to be traveling, what the terrain will be like. We round out Saturday out at Memorial Ice Rink. We'll have a curling demonstration. So the Curling Association will be out there, show you how to curl. You'll have an opportunity to try it.
With the Olympics coming up?
Yep, with the Olympics coming up. You just don't get to see it on TV. You could actually try it.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some folks from Sioux Falls Youth Hockey giving hockey instructions in the hockey pen. And then the Sioux Falls Figure Skating Association, they'll have some girls and some coaches out there helping people learn how to skate. Out at Great Bear Park on Saturday night, there will be a band playing. Condor will be playing in the Bear's Den Lounge. So a lot of things going on for a variety of folks on Saturday.
All right, and we move on to Sunday, the third and final day, January 5th. What's happening then, Jean?
Well, folks can go out to Great Bear Park again if they're interested in doing some ski races. Those will be available in the afternoon. Registrations in the morning from 9 to noon, but the event will be taking place in the afternoon. And then at Memorial Ice Rink, we'll be putting on an ice carnival and a lot of things going on all at the same time.
Yeah.
We'll have a variety of Sioux Falls Stampede players out there skating with kids, you know, making themselves available for pictures and autographs and that kind of thing. The Zoomobile will be out there showing people about animals that live in the cold and how they can survive in the cold. So that's kind of an educational component. And then McCrossin's Boys Ranch is going to be offering free sleigh rides to the west of the warming house at Memorial Park. So there's a nice area where you can go for a nice sleigh ride if that's what you want to do. And then there will be all kinds of carnival games with prizes and activities for young and old alike.